According to a recent report from the West Virginia University Bureau of Business and Economic Research, West Virginia is facing a difficult road ahead in keeping people in the state. The state's expected to lose about 20,000 people through the year 2030, and it could lose a congressional seat because of it. It all leads to a question West Virginians have been asking for years. How do we keep young people here? We asked our younger listeners on Twitter and Facebook to talk to us about their thoughts.
Well, I'm Heather Sammons, and I live in Morgantown, West Virginia, and I'm currently unemployed.
Sammons grew up in Point Pleasant and has a master's degree in journalism from West Virginia University.
You know, I've considered moving out of the state, but I stay close because of my family. You know, I have parents in their 60s, grandmother in her 90s. I want to be close to the family in case something happens. So, I mean, it's just, it's finding some kind of way to stay close to your family, but still, you have to be able to make a living. You have to be able to find a job. And I mean, that's my big hurdle right now. I recently moved back to Morgantown from Huntington, moved down there for a job, and that job disappeared. So we moved back up here. You know, it's just, I've spent the last 5 or 6 months looking for somewhere to work, and I'm just, it's hard to find something in the state.
She admits that if she were looking in banking or healthcare, it might be a different story, but her passions don't fall into those areas.
So it's just really hard if you're doing something where there isn't this overabundance of work. And I would love to work in nonprofit, but our state is in such a position that there's no funding for anything. So it's either stick it out, stick to your guns, and figure out what you can do to survive until you find the job you want to do, or go somewhere else.
What keeps you motivated? Is there anything in particular that really keeps you going during, you know, the times when, you know, you're seeing and feeling that frustration?
A lot of it's having a really good support system. And that's part of the reason why I came back to Morgantown, because my friends are here. It's easier to be unemployed here than in Huntington, definitely. But really just, you know, reaching out to my family. My sister's been a great help. She'll text me and be like, you know, you deserve great things. And it's just, you know, I have an incredible husband who doesn't think anything negative about my struggle to find employment. He's the best. We're making ends meet until I find something, but it's difficult and it's always something that weighs on your mind.
My name is Jonna Bailey and I'm from Barboursville, West Virginia. All of my life has been in West Virginia. I graduated from Marshall last year and I received my degree from Marshall in anthropology. I'm interested in doing research. There's no entry-level work in anthropology around here. Although there are some areas of interest for our archaeological sites, that's about it. I think that people want to go where the jobs are, and the jobs aren't here.
That search for work has caused Bailey to feel a great deal of inner conflict.
I fantasize about moving to the West Coast. I want that more than anything right now. I fantasize about joining the Peace Corps, and that's what I'm working towards right now, is seeing the other side of the world. And I know that although I want these things and I want to see the world, that I love West Virginia so very much. And I love the atmosphere. I love the people. And I feel very torn because I don't want to abandon my family, although they want the best for me. I also know that I need to do this for myself.
Bailey says she wants to learn things in her adventures and bring them back to West Virginia to help the state. But for other people, the job market may be so difficult in West Virginia, they feel they have little choice but to leave, and they may never be able to make it back.
I'm Ian Williams, and I'm a poet and artist in West Virginia. I'm 21. Looking at my own professional career, it's really hard to say that I'll stay, because when you only have 4 or 5 universities in the state, it's hard to get a creative writing job when I think only 2 or 3 of those have creative writing programs. And I think that's sad, because I do love the state. I mean, I've lived here all my life. I think it's beautiful. It's wonderful. But at the same time, it's really hard to grow here. And so I think that if we can establish these kinds of opportunities for people to have, for the arts to flourish, for young professionals to really take root and take claim to the area, I think that'd be wonderful. I think that would be absolutely a phenomenal thing to happen. If we can make the arts an emphasis in schools, in communities, kind of set up those communities and forums for this kind of discussion, I think that would go a long way towards keeping people in the state.
According to the WVU study, the researchers say population decline will start around 2016, and the state will continue to age as well. This report says by 2030, nearly 1 in 4 West Virginians will be over 65 years old. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.